Residents at New Westminster apartment complex recently threw a party with a purpose. Dozens of neighbors at the Discovery Reach complex on 12th Street gathered for food and fun, and to launch a new buddy system designed to ensure people stay safe, hydrated and cool in extreme heat waves. The whole idea behind the event was neighbors getting to know each other while creating connections so everyone stays safe during a heat wave, Strata Council President Krista Harley said in a news release. Residents can voluntarily sign up for the Extreme Heat Buddy system. As part of the initiative, they would check in on a neighbor, ensuring they are resting, staying hydrated and cool. The August 25th event was made possible with support from the Vancouver Foundation's Small Neighborhood Grants Program, an initiative that offers up to $500 to help build community and reduce isolation. New West Family Place administered the grants locally. More information on the grants program can be found online. Superwalk a success. The organizer of the Parkinson Superwalk in New West is thrilled with the response to this year's fundraiser. Kathy Lynn said about 40 people attended the September 7th walk around Moody Park, including people with Parkinson's, their caregivers, and family members including spouses, children and grandchildren. It raises money for life-changing programs and services people with Parkinson's. Unfortunately, we don't have the final financial total as money goes to the society from different sources. However, I can tell you that my site raised just over $3,000, and we collected about $750 at the site, she said in an email to the Record. Last year we raised $7,000, and we expect more this year. Each September, Canadians participate in the Super Walk to raise money for Parkinson Canada. Funds raised in BC help the Parkinson Society of British Columbia to grow its programs and services, expand its advocacy efforts and increase its investment in innovative research. Parkinson's, a progressive brain disorder for which there is no cure, currently affects more than 100,000 Canadians. Donations can still be made online. Lynn is grateful for the community's support of the walk and is thrilled with the role that Century House plays in providing a space for the Parkinson's support group. She's the facilitator of the New Westminster Parkinson's Support Group, which meets at Century House. Because of their connection, we can easily meet regularly. Our group meetings give us support, friendship, and advice, she said in an email to the Record. Personally, as a person with Parkinson's, I can say that the role the society and Century House play are very important to me as I deal with my disease.